Good evening. It's music conference time, which means I feel like I probably should post some stuff. So let's start tonight talking about a change that I made to my instrument family unit for second grade. In the past, I have always done the unit with, not always, but recently I have done it using the game, the Safari game off of the Carnegie Hall website, and I am still using that game because the kids really like it. But I changed a couple of things this year to start the unit instead of just talking to the kids about what the four families were and what the basic ideas of what make them up. I decided to have the children explore the idea of grouping the instruments into categories on their own. So the first day, all I did was I put the instrument cards up and pause this for a second. And someone else has to know of I would like instrument cards, large ones. I have some that came in the room when I started teaching at the school, and they're big and they have the instruments pictured on them, and I want them to be realistic pictures, but I don't want the name of the instrument on the front of the card. Apparently that is hard to do. I don't know why. All the new ones that I find all have the name of the instrument on the front of the card, and I would like them to not have the name of the instrument on the front of the card. But they need to be big, and they want them to be realistic photos and not a drawing. So if you know of a company that makes cards for the instruments of the orchestra that look like what I'm talking about, please send me a comment. I would love to look at them and maybe think about buying a set for school, because mine are looking rather beat up. Okay, anyways, going on. So what I did was I put the instruments up and around the room, just kind of, you know, all mixed up and everything. And I asked them to start looking at the instruments and trying to figure out ways they could group the instruments into categories. And so they talked to their friends. They did like a pair and share where they had to come up with categories. And then we as a class decided to make categories. Some classes chose to make like three or four categories. So, you know, what the instrument looks like was the broad category, and then maybe we grouped by instruments that were yellow, instruments that were black, instruments that were something else. Some classes did grouping by size, so big instruments and small instruments. I had a couple wanted to group by whether you blew into them or whether you didn't blow into them. So just really broad categories, and this worked out really well because it gave the kids a chance to really look carefully at the instruments, which is something I find they don't do when I do the unit the other way, where I tell them what families the instruments are in. And it gave some of my slow thinkers time to really ponder about what makes the instruments similar. And then the next day, I talked to them about official music categories for each of the families, and it seemed to go a lot better. So we'll see when we do the test if this really sticks or not. I really tend to overanimate, you know, what the families are, how they are grouped, the short sentences. So for instance, I always tell them to be in the percussion family. The simplified version is you have to bang on it somehow. And of course, to be in the string family, you have to have strings. They all remember the string family. That's not a problem. To be in the brass family, you have to be made of brass. And I discover with my kids that they don't know what brass is. So then we have to talk about brass as like yellow colored metal. It's not gold, but it does look like gold. And then to be in the woodwind family, how we've simplified it is we say you have to have wood and you have to blow into it. Of course, because we do the instruments of the orchestra, we don't have to talk about the saxophone, which is tricky for them because it looks like brass and you blow into it and the reed is hard to see. But I do occasionally bring it up because we have kids who have older brothers and sisters who play the instrument in our bands at school. So overall, I thought it was a really good idea. The kids seemed to really enjoy it. It was a great way to get a tweet out as well, because I took pictures at the end of the music class of how we grouped our instruments, and then we put it up and labeled it as to how we grouped them. And then the other classes got to see what the classes previous to them, how they grouped their instruments. And a couple of the classes really got very close to what the actual instrument families were. So that was really interesting. And I think this is something I'll do again next year, partly because it falls really nicely into the whole, like, Common Core discuss and, you know, back up what your thinking is. And so it was really nice for that. The other thing I've changed this year is we are a one-to-one district for, we're using an Android tablet. And, oh geez, probably like year one and two of my teaching career, when we got to the unit on the instruments of the orchestra, at that time I was still using Peter and the Wolf, and I still pull it out occasionally to do our instrument unit. And I had the kids make like a little paper book where they had the like a picture of the instrument that we got to color, and then they wrote the name of the instrument and the family of the instrument in. But after doing that for 2 years, I decided it was time to let that go, mainly because when you see 80 second graders and I have to find a place to store 80 booklets and then all of the crayons and all that stuff that go along with making the booklets and the, you know, scissors or whatever, the staples, and how it just ends up being, for me, it was a big nightmare. I would waste so much time passing back and collecting books at the beginning and end of class, and then I am not a fan of, like, keeping track of paper to begin with, so that didn't work well. So I gave up on the books, and I felt like they were eating too much time up. But this year, going one-to-one with the Android tablets, I have discovered an app called Handouts, and it lets you distribute PDFs to the kids, and then they can open and close and come back to where they were working on over the course of a couple of music classes in the app, and then when they're done, they can turn it into you digitally, and then you can see what they were working on, you can grade it, and then turn it back to them again. Here's why I love this app. Okay, one, it means I have no paper to deal with this whole process. Two, I don't have to find a place to store all the stuff, it just sits on their tablets. Three, I can actually see what they're doing, and if I want to take screenshots to tweet, I can. Super duper easy, not a problem. I can still, instead of having a picture that they color, I just made a box and I'm going to have them draw a picture, which takes off on something that I've done, previous years where I've had them draw a picture and put it into like a word pick app. Starting it this year, I think this is something that I will try again next year. We aren't focusing so much on the game, which we have in the years past. I mean, we're still doing it, but it's not like the focus of the unit, which I also think is important. We'll see how it turns out overall, but I think it's a good start. And if you have any questions or something in this unit that you heard me talk about, you think sounds interesting, and you don't understand exactly how I'm going about it, shoot me an email or, you know, hunt me down on Twitter. I'm @bminch, and I would love to chat with you. Thanks.